we would typically the size spectrum in the country. And if the role of function is gone, and maybe a snapshot or two, we will follow the first of everything. I want to suggest we can't ask get a card together, we can collect them on yourself. We can get a card together, we will sign it, and we pass it on to the Ministry of Service of the because she has order of information. Okay. If that's okay, then we can get somebody else to can buy the card now, or just some money to me.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Before you do that, I'm going to ask you.
Chairperson, I just wanted to quick make a request before we actually start. If one look at what the situation is going to be on compliance, monitoring, and enforcement, right? I thought that it would have assisted us if on the agenda where it says briefing by the Department of Water Efficiency and Policy, told us what the briefing was going to be on. Because often members have questions in relation to this coming from their constituency. And if one, if they knew, or if they saw in their data what the briefing was going to be on, maybe they could have prepared those questions for our people that are in charge of compliance. Maybe just hoping to
that's what it means. We will certainly oblige the honorable member. We will, of course, include the return on what it is. The seventh, again, so we can see for you. I see that we do have a call, which is a certificate of the benefit. It's really a very strong one. And to yourself, what we're looking at is we have to take to really take out with the conduct and to take out with the form. Having read the minutes, I'm going to go around the sala, check his head if you need it. Are there anyone that has to take a copy? Unanimous? Thank you. I'd
love Adam. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members of the Portfolio Committee, for giving us this opportunity to come and brief the Portfolio Committee on progress and the status quo that's currently happening in compliance monitoring enforcement. I'm not alone. I also got the legal services and the chairperson of the Water Tribunal, which is an independent body. The presentation was started by the director of legal services. Just to give the progress on the from a legal perspective.
Thank you, honourable members. I will then quickly, without any waste of time, go over to slide number two. Just to give us the background of the where the concept of legal requirements comes from. To the extent of introducing myself, because most of us are familiar with the specific program. As you know, the Constitution in Section 24 guarantees everyone the right to an environment, that's not harmful to the health and safety of everyone. And also guarantees everyone an environment for the future and obliges us to take reasonable legislative and other measures to prevent pollution and political activity and to promote conservation and secure
out the certain measures itself created by the non-compliance. This is a jail that has been built illegally. The non-compliance can go in and break the jail at the cost of the real water use for the pipe that the person is using to access water from the water illegally. You can go in and fill the water pipe. Where the person has got an entitlement and is abusing the entitlement, maybe abstracting more than it's entitled to, you can suspend the entitlement or withdraw such an entitlement. There's also provision that criminal charges can be raised against the person because it's an offense because of the National Water Act to not comply with the provisions of the National Water Act. Or we can approach the court for any appropriation where the person has been directed or made a presentation but still does not comply. We can go to the High Court and ask for an order. I mentioned the constitution as a basis for the legislative framework for dealing with disabilities. The most important sections are section 24 of the constitution and section 26. Section 24 guarantees everyone the right to an environment that is not harmful to their well-being and in their health. It also guarantees everyone an environment that is protected, not only to us but to the generations coming after us. And they must take reasonable initiatives and other measures to prevent pollution going forward and to promote conservation. Section 27 guarantees the right of access to sufficient water. And without putting this one, because if legal water use continues, you will not be able to guarantee the right of access to sufficient drinking water. We will not be able to continue to manage our water resources. You know that now we have sufficient or we are still in short of water, but water is being used elsewhere that is not well managed. And therefore, the National Water Act was enacted. Chapter 3 of the Act relates to the protection of water resources. It lays down some steps that must be taken to ensure the protection of water resources, like the construction of justification systems, which we are used to work with the at the same year, we have drafted the determination of the staff of the service and the resource quality of the service, and also the determination of the service. And section 19 deals with the prevention and remedy of the pollution, section 20 with the control of the emergency. Section 20 comes into play. I gave an example of the sewage that occurs in Mazda. That is an emergency situation where something just comes into the water resource. The act has got specific things that a person responsible for the sewage must. And also section 119 that deals with the burning of dams. It says where a dam satisfied to a safe hearing, it must be registered so that we ensure that the quality of the water resource is protected in the event where the dam breaks or something like that. When it is registered, we are able to monitor and make sure that the risk is minimized issue of licenses, this condition are related to the condition of the water resource. So that when they got an entitlement to use water, these conditions are meant to make sure that they protect the water resource while using a system of entitlement. So it does comply with the condition if regarded to the water. In terms of the National Water Act, legal water use, when a person uses water without a license, is not generally authorized, and that is not using water as part of an existing local water use. And when you set conditions, like when the volume of water that is broken up starts from a river, if you are stuck more, that is an illegal water use. One of the conditions is that you must pay water discharge. Such water discharges are not the same. That is the result. And the powers of the minister to change the legal water use is to start with the minister issuing a directive to a legal water user. The directive will normally say rectify non-compliance, give you an opportunity to make it within 5 days, or if you are using water, please let us see whether you take a license, whether you are generally authorized, what rights do you have in terms of claiming the same documentation in the license. Where there's not non-compliance, the person doesn't show what the license for abstracting, the person doesn't say what the new charges, the act prescribes some of that they may start the law. It's also one of the powerful tools in the act that the minister has got the right to carry out the necessary measures to rectify the non-compliance. If it comes to breaking again and the person doesn't want to break again, the minister has got the power to do it and break it down to the day. The person is abstracting to achieve the water pipe or suspend and or withdraw a certain entitlement if they are non-compliant. You can very criminal charges against an offense to the police of the law. Or the minister can approach the court for a prosecution.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that the chair is full, but it's got copies of the very important I want to say is compliance monitoring enforcement is a role. It's not to politicize the National Water Act, the Water Services Act, or the Forestry Act, but to ensure compliance and to monitor water use activity, but act and enforce where there is non-compliance. And our approach is a zero tolerance approach. I just want to remind the members of a call by Orkin. It's a book about water holes. The Ethiopians hold it for a fact that Egypt is trying to monopolize the Nile and fight the Aswan Dam, the Token Channel and the Peace Canal. Of how Egypt stood as it claims a large amount of Nile water, claims that may be used as evidence of a acquired right in future negotiations. This is a classic upstream-downstream dilemma, unsatisfactory managed by international law, which has given rise to the fears of water. And basically what we're saying, we are preventing this, but that is not going to happen in South Africa. Just a reminder, my colleague had doubts about the National Water Act, and it was based on riparian rights, so permits and water rights. What we picked up is a significant increase in unlawful water use has been observed. The verification of existing water use is permanently slowing down practical implementation of compulsory licensing. The identification and successful prosecution of transgressors are difficult under current strategies and mechanisms. And that is one of the key focus areas for the department is to ensure the protection of these water resources. But very important, what is a regulator? We use terms like compliance monitoring, enforcement, regulator. What do we need? The certain institutions in Chapter 9 of the Constitution for guidance on the definition and the interpretation from Section 181 of that chapter would be something like the following. The water sector regulator is an independent and impartial entity whose mandate is to protect the consumer of water services without fear, favor, or prejudice. The functions of the regulator are to ensure full compliance with legislation, regulations, standards, and policies. In the context of the monopolistic nature of water supply, to moderate the price of water which is supplied. And no person or organ of state may interfere with the functioning of these institutions. The water regulator is accountable to the General Assembly and must report on its activities and performance of its functions to the Assembly, please, once again. But what do I mean by compliance? Compliance is the full implementation of environmental requirements. If requirements are well designed, then compliance will achieve desired environmental results. If requirements are poorly designed, then achieving a compliance and or the desired results is likely to be difficult. Water compliance requirements are met, desired behavior achieved. Compliance is only a concern where there are enforceable requirements. So basically what we're saying, whether it's zero tolerance approach, is also the social issue, the awareness issue, the soft issue that we call. Then the third part is, what is enforcement? Enforcement is a set of actions that government takes to achieve compliance within a regulatory community and to regulate and to correct or halt the situation that endangers the environment and public health. Enforcement, how we do it is through inspections, negotiations, and legal action. I did a bit of research and I came upon the Association of Environmental and Resource Economists Conference of 1987, and they are saying there are several reasons why concerns about the extent of compliance and the effectiveness of enforcement efforts are important. They talk about effectiveness, efficiency, equity, and credibility, and this is all being captured in the National Water Act. Remember, enforcement is a tool to achieve compliance. Enforcement equals actions government takes to compel or encourage compliance. Enforcement is not an end, but a means to an end. Enforcement can be used as a deterrent. The creation of an atmosphere where people choose to comply rather to violate. The credibility likelihood is that the violation will be detected, swift and certain response. The consequence is a sanction or penalty and is a continuation of processes. Now, the perception that the first four will happen if a violation occurs based on our international benchmarking and research we have done. We developed an action plan since the strategy of RISE are being developed. The problem statement is what is not doing fast enough and decisively was identified unlawful water use, which leads to a negative social, environmental, and economic impact. Now, the national office's sole purpose is to assist the regional office in identifying their roles and the responsibility and what resources they need. So the current focus of us is when I was the last time at the portfolio committee, we only dealt with section 21A and B, which is abstraction and stories. We're actually looking at, and I will talk more about in the other sections, and then we also look at the Water Services Act. And our target for next year is to bring in the Forestry Act, but they are the strategies are developed. This is not a very complicated slide, but a very interesting one. That is all the sections. Scorpion wants me today. All the sections that we deal with in the National Water Act, and my colleague already talked through some of them. What we're looking at is efficiency, sustainability, equity, conserved quality, quantity, who's our stakeholders, is local authorities, water services institutions, the agricultural sector, industry, mining and power, and obviously the end user. And as I earlier quote about the Economist Conference, you can see all those efficiency, sustainability, and those things are covered. How do we operate? We got the carrot and stick approach. We look at this compliance in terms of policies, strategies, tools, guidelines, regulations. We also interact very closely with other environmental enforcement agencies. We also look at outstanding debts owed to the department and Board to achieve equity, which will lead up to the process of water allocation reform and water for growth and development. This is also not a complicated slide, but what we're doing is, as you can see, awareness is cross-cutting. Then we have our planning phase, implementation, and then we evaluate. Now, we set some certain goals, and I put a couple of examples there, to reduce the risk, to improve and maintain environmental quality, prevent pollution, sustain social, economic, and environmental uses, prevent deforestation, control and enforce unlawful water use. Then we came up with a management approach, command and control. We need to look at, is it economically and market-based? What is our risk-based? And then the regulatory vulnerability liability. In the implementation, we already got the development of the legal basis. That is the process that we currently, we got the regulations, we got licenses. In our implementation is to ensure enforceable requirements where we currently are, priority setting, compliance promotion, sexual awareness, enforcement, responses, evaluation. And your result will be compliant environmental, social, and economically improvement, reduce waste and pollution. And Madam Chair, currently, since this is a car that's currently on the move, we're still deciding what type of tires and what engine needs to go. So we are doing implementation, but we're also improving if there's gaps in policy and regulation to get a compliant society. We've got a toll-free, a toll-free number system. And the last time I was in Parliament, they asked me the number. So I can gladly report for the year 2006. The blue is the first quarter, second quarter is red, and then the sort of yellowish is third and fourth quarter. And we get different type of complaints at our toll-free number system, which is working constantly. We get issues on the dam safety, licensing, water quality, on the pellet goods, leaking taps, pipes burst, water services quality, sanitation, forestry, water services, water resources, HR, and there's also on follow-ups with VIPs, inter-transfer, cooperative services, campaigns, and other inquiries as well. Here you can see, for example, queries on dams, we have 130. On licensing, we have 449. And this is also a method of building our database so we can follow up. If a complaint comes in, we send it to our regional office, and we can see if there is no return in a certain period of time, it reflects to the supervisor who can follow it up with himself. What is the reason lessons learned? In the previous search, we have an admission of due fine up to R1,000 paid by Songlore Enterprise for cutting protected trees. The Kalahari Golf Course, we gave a written warning for damaging protected trees. Further warnings have been issued against various garages and companies for selling protected trees. 18 cases is under investigation and numerous unlawful water users are prevented and stopped. So it's not always necessary that we go to court or to any other process, but when we issue a directive, sometimes they stop. The challenges is Cooperative Governance Act with the Water Service Authority. We've got an excellent relationship with local government. What we did is we did to the safety and security cluster, we did a presentation and we're working with that cluster very well. The two municipalities are being investigated by South African police services for police incidents, and these cases were forwarded to the Department of Public Prosecution for prosecution. DPP also appointed a dedicated advocate to deal with water-related crimes, which is the left. Precinct is also the first province which got an approved structure for compliance monitoring enforcement, and they also developed their own strategic framework, which is for the catchment management area, which is the Burrabal Free State area, which is they own it, provincial government own it, and the other external role players. In Gauteng, We said section 19 is in the prevention. We had 15 cases we get per month. Section 20 deals with emergency incidents. My colleague talked about that. There's 10 cases per month, and that's mainly trucks overturning. Section 21 A and B deals with extraction and storage. We got currently 155 cases. Section 33 is directors. We got 57 cases. We also established a Vaal River Project Steering Committee. Since the Vaal River has been adopted by the department, it involves the provinces, Gauteng, Free State, and Northern Cape. And what we're doing now is we developed draft regulations to enforce that every person extracting from the Vaal River or the subsystems must put in meters. And that is being done with water conservation, and is to ensure water conservation. The losses is currently very high. We can bring down the losses and our normal water use, that water can be reallocated for water allocation reform or to the environment. KwaZulu-Natal in Bongola, in conjunction with the Impala Water User Association, we recovered 57 million rand in 3 months. The department had 3 high court cases, and the case was dragging on for 5 years. And on the 23rd of December last year, after issuing various directives and ignoring the department, we sealed 124 pumps. And immediately that afternoon, the first transgressor spent 5 million. So they got the money, they put it in trust, and we just went out there and get the money out of it. And they're still paying every month to the debt, so there's no more outstanding debt, and that is. There's a couple of examples of incidents that were occurred. Raw sewage being dumped in the open cells, pipes burst, sewage plants spills, which is not reported to the department, and you find out when you do your inspection by default. We also do some aerial surveys. As you know, there has been complaints from Mozambique and the Kruger National Park that Mozambique is not getting enough water. We do reconnaissance, helicopter aerial surveys of the crocodile waste, and we find that enough water was going into Mozambique, and it was more than enough water going into the Kruger. What we established now is the Mpumalanga Low Flow Committee, which is attended by the CMA in Komati, Kruger National Park, and external stakeholders, so we can talk on a monthly basis if there's any problems or restrictions. This is our Northern 13. We lost half of them, so there's also a bit of staff turnover. And some of the guys are not black officials, but also from the protected species unit and golden diamond unit from the police. And when we did this one, we closed nine punks, whereby one case got in the high court now, and the two people paid the outstanding money that they owe us, and they paid for all the costs for operation. I must remind out, all our operation, we claim back the money from the defaulter if we found guilty. So it's not, this is our Mpumalanga team. Okay, we see the electricity. If the electricity is for households, we will allow you to use that only, but we'll seal the pumps. And we'll also leave you with Schedule 1 water use, meaning water for human consumption. So we're not cutting off all your water. It's only for commercial purposes that we cut off. We sealed also some boreholes. As I'm talking, we're going to be planning on Friday to seal another 3 boreholes in the Brit area where a person blatantly is pumping illegally. As I said, we have a radio organization. A person from a water service authority, police, traffic officer. They're also assisting us in these type of operations. Okay, this is just more examples of how people feel in the one below the eye in the sky. The guy was pumping water from the Limpopo River back into the Mogol River. because the Mogolo is very low flow, so it's even stealing from other systems to bring the water. This is a couple of examples. You don't want to listen to the department. This guy thought he was smart. He built a house. And when the rain came, the dam river rose and his house is flooded. Cost about 1.8 million. He even went so far to contact the media and warn them not to consult the department. Just don't go and do things. And he's currently with the Department of Public Works laid criminal charges against him because it was on state property. This was, he doesn't stay there, it's like his weekend getaway, but he said it was for a PEE project and we couldn't find any proof of the PEE project. He actually wanted to know the house to the apartment. This is Sarsana Dam, this outside Windberg. Okay, who's our regional coordinators? You'll see some of the people are chief directors in the region. But it just shows you how important the thing compliance monitoring enforcement is, that they are even putting it in the performance agreement to make sure. But obviously they've got support staff under them. In the Western Cape is Rashid Khan, Northern Cape is Khalif Andalik, Free State is Western Chile, Eastern Cape is Western KK, in Kumalanga you own San Azirkan, Northwest are in Puerta, Gauteng, Water from the West Station, Limpopo, Mr. Matukani, and KwaZulu-Natal circuits. So basically, to come back to this slide, we are doing planning, but we're also implementing and evaluating. So as we go on, we'll modify the car until we're happy it is a sustainable vehicle. But reality check, sometimes we know where we want to go, but we get lost. And it's a circle within a circle. And this is where we lose the plot sometimes. So what we did is we did a risk assessment, or as I call it, challenges. This is things that we foresee when you do a SWOT analysis. You see what is your strengths, weaknesses, and you try to identify possible risks and how to prevent them. Dedicate human resources, legal specialists, investigators, technical, other government departments, cooperative government, for example, like ACSA and your water service authorities, funding. We can't budget for works, meaning we can't budget to when to break down illegal dams because these things happen overnight. And when you realize it's illegal dams, you know, in your financial planning, it's difficult to budget for these types of things. But we're trying to overcome this. The old act versus the new act, and how does it link up with other legislation? The judiciary system understanding of the National Water Act and the Water Services Act, restructuring, conflict management, post-trauma stress, it's happening, and luckily we got an employer of wellness program that came into town, but still our guys get verbally abused, and it sort of sits in your brain all the time. But as I say, challenges can be overcome with a common understanding. Alignment of existing processes. Currently, the head office team consists of one person, and the regional staff are seconded into these positions. So the regional staff are currently doing the existing work, but they also have to do CMV work. We acquired two posts from the Matibambani team, and we are in the process of being advertised, and that is for two investigators to assist the region. Currently, the unit is part of the unit as part of integration work very closely with other units within the department. Since we only have one person, we work with legal services, we work with our geodrologists and our engineers, and other law enforcement agencies to achieve maximum results. In the first quarter of 2007-2008, we eradicated 7% of the backlog of our water users in the chief, while dealing with new cases and rendering support in on-site training. I've got very two important projects undergo, and that is the eradication of the backlog and the development of training material. But as they always did go back to basics, before computers they were satellites, so making these excuses. But we don't want to create a scenario where you've got too many chiefs and too little Indians. So we want to create more Indians and less chiefs. In order to speak see that the process, the department and the process of appointing two implementing agents to support, to implement, to do research and development to assist national and regional offices and the restructuring of completed and permanent positions of sort. In a nutshell, what we envisage basically the first implementing agent will assist with hands-on implementation in the region and in national office. Implementation agent 2 is basically to do research, to look at international benchmarking and then policies, review it. We even started a program we want to encourage staff officials who sit, for example, with a national diploma to use compliance monitoring to study in the direction and get a higher degree. Our rollout strategy, we developed our communication strategy. Apart from that, we start running on Monday, radio advertisements. We've covered various magazines, community newspapers in advertisements. And in the month's time, we're running our TV campaign, television campaign, which we're trying to negotiate with SABC and other news stations is that 30 seconds before the news bulletin systematic striking effect. As I said, we're busy implementation. We are developing our national strategy, as I said, still in a draft format, and we are ongoing implementing. We are working with Nkomati CMA, as they are the first to develop a catchment management strategy on CME for them. Capacity building is ongoing because it's on-site training, prioritization and database development. Thank you very much, Madam Chief.
I want to thank you, honourable members. I want to say that the very work we should do now is before we engage the thing. In terms of the National Water Act, there is what is referred to as a National Water Tribunal that, after all these things that might be that this independent body then deals with appeals that are being brought to them if people feel that their speeches are unfairly used to the main, and I think maybe we're asking what the question is. I would like to ask the advocate. The advocate is this itself. It's the first time that we have brought to work in Tribunal in this term of Parliament. Before this, we've done so because we felt it's quite an important institution also that this expression to people after the act has been applied and to make sure that they're rightly or wrongly. So, honourable members, with your permission, let's hear the water tribunal
on the website now, maybe five or four, but we don't know the same. Now that's why we feel that they're not there for sure. We need a conversation with the members for an appointment. Now, we are five in our country, so we need to the chairperson of the center, so we need one for all the members. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to put the search in a couple of Now, I heard this recommendation from the late 2005 to 2006 of my team. And they said something about the year 2005 to 2007. And what was that now? From 2005 to 2007. Now, this topic, I have a question. It's a very that's
stop the communication error, followed by Honorable Manana, I'll search for a
Chair, my question may appear very spicy, but I think it needs looking into. When the tribunal started, it had only 4 members. This number increased to 5. Now, according to the statistics as reflected here, it appears you don't need a mathematician or statistician to analyze this. There's very little work for this tribunal. It may have been founded on very good premises. But I think it is too expensive to run such an organization, highly expensive as it has been detailed by the presenter here. And I think there should be a review of this tribunal in view of lack of being resourceful. I said the intention could have been very good, but the implementation does not warrant what goes on with the expense.
The first question is really around the happenings in the city. Currently there are 2 million statues for that and that is the question would be, I think identify these issues, and what do you know they are doing this? The next question is related to what Honorable Manana just alluded to. It's about the fact that there is obviously a lot of swelling that has to work out the water stability. One is just reminded that, you know, there are people just, you know, imagining that perhaps there are people who are sitting in a problem, not knowing if they have to assistance and from whom. I think the point here is and I keep on reminding, I mean, referring to this, the American comment around the area of the where the issue is the opportunity. Around that area. And I, in my own view, I think such people can get a lot of information from the other. But that's one thing to be thinking of, that you can more better, you can do more better. Can such people, you know, approach you? Because they cannot correct that, they do not have the means of actually defending themselves, if you like. But can a person like myself, on their behalf, say, here we have a situation, can you please deal with it? So that one can take it to them and say, you can get redress if you were to follow the rules. I just want to get some clarification around that. Because this came up through my only thing is that essentially you have to
thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, for the first two presenters, when the first year the Finance Committee Chairperson was just at the Winchester Bank emerging from we were still in trouble. Three or four times. And this question was very important. I wanted to deal with two issues in the same question here, but that's the people that use boreholes and the people that drill these boreholes. I wanted, my understanding of the act is that every borehole needs a license, you need a permit or license every borehole. Right? Now, during the drought, many companies in this still are advertising the drilling of boreholes. Alright? In other words, lots of people are using an average borehole drill and they're using the water. I wanted to know whether that activity is regulated and who yourself looks at compliance in relation to that. The company that drills the hole, do they need a permit or license to actually drill the hole? Because that's what they do, they drill for water. But if you could maybe just speak to that, and since we raised it last time we were here, we should look into that and see what the pros in relation to that. Secondly, our question is in relation to Article 24 of the Constitution that speaks to a healthy, the right of a healthy environment. Another section 27, that says 27, sub-A, subsection 27, subsection 1E. It says that people have the right to access sufficient food and water. I'm focusing here on sufficient water. And I'm asking this, I'm mentioning this because I wanted to know what powers do you have, or what is it that stops you from intervening when these rights are contravened, for instance, on farms, where farm owners do not provide or cut off water from farm workers. I'm asking that in the framework of these two sections in the Constitution. Since you also mentioned when you suggested that you all want to think of looking at is the National Water Act. Do we need an amendment of the National Water Act with the power to enforce or to extend compliance in relation to people's rights to that first protection for the future? Thirdly, I just wanted to know, since these cases many cases are going to court, it is to the judiciary are on board in relation to some of the technical areas of work that you have to do, or do you find it difficult to do? In relation to the last presentation, in relation to tribunal, I wanted to know chairperson. Is the chairperson of the tribunal and the deputy of the tribunal, are they currently full-time or are they part-time? Whether it's full-time or part-time, the Act makes clear that the minister, in conjunction with the Minister of Finance, determines the salary of those two people as well as the other members of the tribunal. So I wanted to know what determination in terms of salary has been. Secondly, to the second presentation, I wanted to know, chairperson, how many officers of WAP currently are appointed to assist with administration in the tribunal? The Act makes provision for that. Thirdly, for the last agenda, has there been any cases of omission by the chair or the deputy or any member of the tribunal? And if so, what were the reasons for these omissions? Since the Act says that a member of the chair or the deputy or member of the tribunal will not be held responsible for a act or omission done in good faith while performing duty for the tribunal. I wanted to know whether any of those had happened. And what were the reasons for that? Second, the question is, has there been any omission by the chair or the deputy or any member of the tribunal while they were in good faith performing duty for the tribunal? And I'm just drawing the presented attention to the section part of the Act that says that they will not be held accountable if in good faith there's an act by them or an omission by any of them performed while they're performing in good faith the duties for the tribunal. I wanted to know, since the Act makes provision or something like that to happen and that they should not be held accountable, it is done in good faith. Whether indeed there has been instances where that has happened, and if so, what were the reasons why this happened? If it has happened. If it hasn't happened, no problem. And then, chairperson, there are 13 different areas. The Act makes provision for 13 different areas that could, if a person are affected by any of them, then they could appeal to the tribunal. I wanted you to indicate all the appeals that you have dealt with thus far, which of the 13, under which of the 13 were those appeals made? Of the 13 of them. In the Act says, appeals can be made to the tribunal for these. I wanted to know for which of those has the current appeal, the appeals that you've helped us so far, under which of those have they been made. And then, in terms of the low number of appeals that the tribunal received, there, when the police, I'm talking about SSC, or the director of the Scorpion, the other group. When they arrive at your place and they want to make an arrest, you are made aware of your rights. Right? They have to do it to the requirement. So I wanted to know, and maybe I should just ask this tonight, but it was raised in the last presentation. And maybe I can just ask to the entire panel. Is the tribunal working closely with enforcement to make sure the enforcement, when they go onto anybody's property to enforce this act, right? Whether they make sure or they make people aware of what their rights are in terms of the field. So I'm thinking, say, person, that people know. Since the act gives so many certain areas under which they can appeal, and first people know of their right to overfill, they have a right to appeal to the tribunal, then maybe the whole question of the low caseload of the tribunal might change. So I just wanted to know whether that is
the number of what you said before you said, you know, you made a comment that, you know, from the first time the cases were together, from 2001. You also mentioned that maybe because they are declining, you don't know whether the investigations are not made properly. To me, I would agree, because it's not actually going down properly. It's 11 and everything. My comment is that I would also feel that maybe the investigations are not actually going properly. Because the it doesn't really show that the people are abiding with the law. The cases were 11 and 2004 was 3 and 2007 and 6. The job was, it doesn't really show that the people are not fighting with the law. It's something wrong with the law. And I the investigation has to go out and get the law to the law. I also want to find out whether at the end you said that 27, you say that the figures are not accurate, since members have not completed their things. I want to know if will we get an accurate figure later when other members have completed their things, because it seems they will be the figures they are doing at one level.
Thank you, Jefferson. Certainly the question is actually to the tribunal. In fact, also while we are using that to digitally, that is a decrease of safety. So I actually wanted to find out, because I understand that maybe because of the cost, how much cost for the people who are
thing is with regard to the visibility or the capacity of your office. How are you doing that to make sure that people are not saying that the office where they can lodge their appeal? And I also wanted to find out with regard to Asia and collecting the budget.
Follow the same system of working because it makes it easier to ensure that people know
Australia, you travel all over, you put it anywhere. I suppose you could put a new therapy as well. Or, of course, if a tribunal operates in the same place as a self-same tribunal operates, then you could be many facilities to be heard in your own town. You know, you have a tribunal at the municipal level, and people can go to that tribunal with all the rights, because that's in, isn't that where researchers are also rights in accordance or using it anyway? We don't go to the content to do that. And I really believe that we should look into a brand new system and surely something to be radicalized, because we will come up with a better proposal. I do not believe that we have the existing right to spend this money for the number of cases. And indeed, it would have been very interesting to see we have such few cases. What were these cases? So then we're not going to do a better judgment of whether you are really.
With the finance of this, I'm not agreeing. Thank you, Sir Hessen. But my fellow speaker has already covered me. I've got one question on the illegal connection. I just want to find out how do you define the illegal connection from the tap and maybe from the one on the river. Because where I come from, I'm coming from the rural area. Where to pull the still water from the standpipe, you know, the RDP standard, where there is a lot of illegal connection. And when we report it to the municipalities, they do nothing. They say it's not their responsibility. Now I just want to find out how do you define this? Thank you.
It can be misused because there is no mechanism of monitoring. Say I go out and I give somebody a verbal warning. I think it depends on my interaction with that particular person, which can be interpreted. It has got some legal, or it has got some effect of being misused. This is my view, and I would like it to be made more simpler to be understood. Explain exactly what you had in mind. What are the barometer areas that you would like this person to confine himself when he is or instead of having a standardized way of going about it.
Alright, I think that it comes total of the sections that we have received. Let's take it as one, two, or three, basically. The last time when you went here in September last week, and you told us that the capacity in your department was one person, and here you told us that up to them, and what's the view of the department and how they locate the unit in the safety of the unit that they could be relying on getting one out for the department. I would imagine the sort of the role and function of the department as the sector leader would be to work to ensure that the action of the implement of the existing system, you cannot outsource the act. Yes, so you're doing a lot around making sure that they comply fact that they said they're spending money now and so on and so on, but that's the two actions that they are now spending money. But we couldn't understand if there was any incurred. So that's us, and we don't understand how we can help them to get out. The second one is also on our own side as well. This is what goes to us, but then we got the result of the metal fields and so on. The question is, insofar as big business is concerned, we're not quite sure how Duak is dealing with it. There was a documentary on television also not long ago about the mine. Again, they visited a mine and then we were on overcoat. We were talking to each other. Well, they told us, you know, what other things that they are doing and they are putting aside money. And that's not the shape of mine. And I think we either, I work at 5 o'clock, so I want to be 5 o'clock, and it's not just a few things that I thought last night or this morning. Where they again showed the mine. And again, on our oversight, we're getting very worried about the application of how we make sure that when you're being on license, how do you make sure that people comply with the provisions of the license? And in industry, we're not quite sure how you're dealing with it because you see, you know, it comes across as not, what is the English word? Yes, I think that's the point that we would want to make. If you can assist us with that, I think the other members have asked all the questions, and I think we just only want to have you know if we did hear what they said, but I'm not quite sure that we can say that there are 5 cases of people for the following lucky land. My only question to the World Health Organization is your lead time on the cases that you have. Apart from what the stipulation say, how long you must take the overstatement. But can you just tell us when you receive a case, how long does it take to complete a case? And maybe just you know what involves this. If you can say use one example of the case, which is an indication that maybe the work is so much that you know it takes you a short time or takes you a long time, but it involves those are the questions, and then we'll ask you to answer, and we'll put it okay. But before we do that, can we have a quick break out there and take some questions? Show them a little love quickly, and then we come back to the let's come back up. Can you close the budget? The water tribunal is actually waiting to reply. Leave me Salana.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, on the question on the composition of the tribunal, there are three women.
Yes,
so there are three ladies and the deputy chair.
vendor to push on time. And the vendor can be practice the art here, so get here. That's what I'm saying about it. Anyhow, we approach the department about the definition of the position. That we need to speak to, for example, what I do in the definition of the make them aware of the position. Because you also believe that a lot of people in the country are not aware of the position. But there were some problems in that some officials felt that this is outside some money. And they are costing more. So we made a decision, but it was our view that this is normal. Because what is the thing now is that if a person applies for that and the decision that is informed by the department of education that this is accurate about the decision, we can approach the church now and the member of the church. But our view is that that is not sufficient. Because what about people who want to apply and ask themselves the question that if the decision that gave them where they go? Because a lot of people think of high cost and they know that. So there are those people who might think that, look, I can't get this because I don't have money. And for a person to appear before the tribunal, they appear. The regulations of the water tribunal are clear. No cost is lost. If a appearance loss is not free of charge, the idea is to encourage people to appear before the tribunal. If members of the public are free of charge, that is the message. So I still think that I'll take this issue again with the officials of the water. The fourth question was whether or not the chapter is a decision about the policy. We are holding the pattern. And the fifth question, official, number of officials that they need to the tribunal from the department to officials. The fifth question is whether there was any omission from X.
Sorry, sorry, but the question on whether or not the pay and safety department was put down, two questions were, and also what are the remuneration reports from the minister in conjunction with the minister was complaining, so whether or not they are full time of funds.
Alright, okay. The shepherd and to hear an appeal, the chairperson is just an allowance. Do not do this much. Operation is around 2,000.
The question was
the commission, whether there was whatever the commission or X. question was whether or not the person had omission or X from the size of that chapter or anything on the chapter that the other that is now. The second question is the nature of appeal out of the said system that should be for the tribunal. Now most of the cases for appeal to the chapter were directed. You see, in terms of Section 140, that there are various methods there that have not been controlled now. So that even issues with regard to the that they, by catchment management, for the government of Congress. But I don't know whether this session and management is established, because we never had any sheet emanating from the institution of the government. So that's why it's probably the and the next question is about the accuracy of Congress. The question was asked why our members not just the case. I said at the time of the discussion before, other members of the community said the expert and that the professor and our doctor failed them to do so. And I indicated the connection with one of the sites. Members do that this day. What they are doing is they have that to define that we should but they do that this day. And regarding the land question, the question of expenditure, well, I've indicated that yes, there are expenditures. But that's just because by the silicon. It just makes me think maybe consider the solution. But maybe the committee does know that if I have to nominate one year, get up and then the policy. And there might be a risk that there could be a feel like it. That means of which the position of the contract. And the appeal goes to High Court. And in all the High Court is that one thing or one. So I feel like that it's better that at least those members who are able to hear the very complicated we should all hear. Of course the wishes are not. But if you are sure of our decision, then you are free to get because it's not the where in one case, the subject is the other. In 2001, today, we are taking ownership on two cases. And my view is that we still consider the following that we should put our decision to make sure that we are to avoid huge costs. This container and the issue of accommodation of sleeping containers is not going to be. We have a report. And there is nothing that bends their costs. But as I said, you know, it is not tempting. But remember that like for example, you can do away with the self-confidence. I know that's not attractive. But the problem is, some of the society should know that these are the companies of the company. And some of them are saying in their, but all of them are saying they are appealing straight to the register of the organization. Now we know, and we acknowledge the receipt of this, the action, because it should be submitted within a certain period of time, failing which we cannot judge. Now we can imagine if you don't have access, if you don't have an office in our address, people are going to be frustrated. They've got to know that this is the thing that's good. These are the offices, these are the addresses, these are the things that are good. Other commands that have been made. So, this is the time. So it is important that we should have the office and the then, what other thing that you have, that perhaps I could mention, on this number of people that I have been involved, you see, in terms of the end, members should be appointed to the but the token that we gave us is that we don't want to have there are people with no legal protection. Now, if the answer should be to make sure that only people with legal protection are here, because they are here and continue to appear before the judge. So if you need a person to decide that they are here, that would mean that only those with legal protection to avoid. But that, by doing that, those who don't have to that. So, for me, to make sure that everybody's not in the we should also consider those without that that we should always be there. And most importantly, to empower them. The other thing is, with regard to not in that who has actually arrived? They've got them, they've been with us, now they know how to. So, even if it's a country of so they try to tell you what it was, they did it as well, but the issue was all right. And the last question, the time frame is completed, some outside rather than change. The system that gets developed now, because this is an administrative issue, we are not like, we are quite efficient, we are not trying to call. What we do, the unit that has changed, we need a decision. Unit that has changed, and now we have adopted a procedure where we ask the party again to make a decision on the process, whether it's good. Because this is a responsibility to get between one of us to go and write a decision, and that may take or more, depending on the situation. If the member says, I don't want to teach the member that I have to do. So basically, the risk of that is to take on the case, then the party of whether it's a decision or not. That's not my decision, then it's okay. Because we've got it from the case, then it's all right. We are done. Now, the last one is the budget of the strategy. The strategy is allocated 1.2 million. Now, if you look at the expenditure, this is 20 million. Now, regarding the number of cases, the three number of cases, I would say it's quite sufficient. If I cover all the questions, of course. That if, from our point, that I said that we'll bring this together if possible. We should publicize ourselves and make sure that this is a major problem. Because I'm aware of the fact that many people from the government are part of this major problem. And surely, most of them are part of the government. So if you can advertise ourselves, we get information. Because we know relevant function where we should go. Because the officials who were obviously at the age of government, but you were saying that, look, people are expecting us, you are always the responsible person for us. So it is better if they can talk
sure that everybody is covered. If we do that, that is important. So we take that as a negotiation. Okay. And then the issue of the the last question I asked that I don't think it was answered was whether or not you are aware of the compliance people that enforce on compliance when they do the enforcement, they make sure that people a certain wrongdoer knows his or her rights in terms of appeal, whether they do that at that point. As when they come onto my land, I've been reported as having an illegal connection from the river, whether they inform me now, that look, we're shutting down here, but these are your rights in the illegal field. I think that's the question I asked later.
That's
I did make the point that I'm not sure, but that point was raised in the last presentation. So that's why I raised it at that point. I did say I think that maybe Mr. Evans should deal with that.
Okay, that's fine. Do that because if he or she is unhappy, the name of that water service, the conservation person, and the right person, Mr. Evans.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Another question of Robert area, Mr. Beginning from Malanga, the dam has been demolished and the rehabilitation plan was submitted to the department of the area. In the three state regarding the two municipalities, by the testament of background, a case was laid at the South African police force by a private citizen and not by the department. And we were requested by the South African Police Service to assist in with the investigation, which is currently being referred to the public prosecutor for prosecuting, and the case is subject to so that's why I don't want to mention any names because it just needs to go to court. On the issue around boreholes and drillers, at the moment, drillers, we are busy developing regulations for them to register with the department, you know, in order to control the borehole that they drill. But at the moment, anybody can drill a borehole as long as they are equipped. You don't need a license. Now, in order to control that situation, there's not a lot of boreholes being drilled. We're developing these regulations. But once you start pumping that water, and it's not for Schedule 1 use, which is for drinking, for human consumption, for commercial use, you need a license. But when you look at the general water regulation, what is your application? On the judiciary system, we are working very closely with the environmental affairs. We already had various courses to the judiciary system. And as I said, we got the Environmental Prosecuting Forum, which is actually chaired by the Department of Public Prosecutor. And as I said, in the Free State, we already got an allocated advocate who just deals with water-related crimes. And legal services will even, when she will answer the question, say about the secondment of staff to the judicial office. So we work very closely with these other government departments. And not Does the department work very closely with the Water Tribunal or Compliance Monitoring Enforcement? The Water Tribunal is an independent body because, as advocate has said, they're very independent and make sound decisions. So we work with legal services or the state attorney's office. And maybe I must explain, when we arrive, and I think that was the question, obviously we'll get a complaint, we will investigate. Now, number one, we will send the owner of or the possible transgressor, the privy director, which is a notice to say, listen, he will transgress. If he doesn't stop or listen, we will forward him or that person, the director, which instructs you within a reasonable time, and the act is very clear what is a reasonable time, is anything less than 2 days. Now, in the directive, when we say stop, we put the contact details of the Water Tribunal that you need to appeal within 30 days. But if you didn't appeal within 30 days, so we inform you about your rights. We're telling you, listen, you can appeal, here's the contact details. If you want to come and talk to us, open door policy. If you don't want to listen, there's another process that we can follow. And either criminal charges or the minister, but the minister can instruct to do the work, and this is when we take the process, and then we claim back the money that you spent or any cost that's involved. Do people make sure, is the right issue, and why is it increasing cases? I mean, there can be various reasons, as specific can be promotion. People don't want to appeal, but feel. And a lot of our directors that we have issued, people actually stop. So they actually adhere to the director that was issued. People selling water unlawfully from boroughs. If it's a commercial activity, then it will be unlawful because, I mean, everybody got the basic right. But my colleague will talk more about this one. What are people doing of the licensing and the procedure? So we had identified a case before where the person actually constructed illegal or unlawful dam. And what the person did immediately, we gave the director to stop extracting and storage. We didn't just break down your dam. We said stop. Because the person indicated that he or she wants to apply for a license. But we must remember it's two different processes. The license application is different from ensuring compliance. It's like you driving down the road with a learner driving license on your way to the traffic department to get your license. And the traffic officer stops you. You are driving without a license. It's nothing to do that you still are on your way to go and get it. So the license is completely different. And we will enforce and we will say stop. We don't say break down the structure. Until such time the license will say yes or no. If it says no, then we will whip you on the block. The Borma mine, Honorable Member, very great news. That's why I say we got the committee going, no flow. We picked up problems, especially, and the chairperson also asked a question around Loskop Dam and the Volga River. There's a lot of defunct mines. We are talking with Minerals and Energy and see how we can work closer together. We picked up also that it's very difficult to determine which mine is the source. So what we've done, we actually putting up monitoring systems so we can see what's coming out of your plant, because sometimes transgressors release effluent at night time, and now we've got a much more electronic monitoring system. Yeah. You know, what's the difference between an illegal connection of a tap and a river? Basically, it's different about unlawful. We don't use the word actually illegal. It's unlawful according to the National Water Act. A tap is the responsibility of a water service authority. But our toll-free number, we allow people to phone in and report these incidents. And then what we do is we will inform the municipality because we got champions in municipalities. About these unlawful. That's why it's very important in the municipality. They got bylaws prohibiting these things. And if they need assistance, we give assistance to them. Unlawful connection. meaning by that one is unlawful pumping, either they were extracting or on a bulk system where they're extracting. For example, in the Free State, there's also a subject case because you're still investigating. A certain person drilled the oil on our main pump pipeline, but he knew they wanted the main pump pipeline. How is it he got good water? But that's an unlawful connection.
Were they trying to eradicate a bucket?
on the issue of in the Free State around the home, obviously, you need to look at the public administrator's justice and the weather, reasonable. It keeps on coming up in our act. So, if a person cooperates, and you can look at, that verbal warning was given at the garage. You say to the guy, where did you get this tree? And obviously, he gave us the information, which actually agreed where we can issue a fine to the field counselor. But if the person doesn't cooperate with us, it means we have a small amount of wood. But obviously, if it's a truck full of good wood that we got, then it's a different case. This is how you need to look at reasonable. Are you going to spend 2 weeks on something that you can quickly resolve? Or and spend your time on issues where people extract 300% over what they were allocated unlawfully? Or are you going to worry about this person who's taking 0.5%? So you need to look at it. But both, I'm not condoning it. I don't say it's lawful, still unlawful, but we prioritize, obviously. About the capacity building problem, let us say it was a year ago, it was a 1 year show. It's actually not the head of a particular 1 year show. We need support. And as I said, we work with other units, not just different sector services. So these partners in the region, as I said, we've got structures approved. And we got people in acting positions. Until the department is busy with the restructuring, until the restructuring process is finished. And the reason why we're using the service providers or implementing agents is basically to assist the regional office in executing their duties much quicker because the person still has his other duties. Under rising responsibilities, we are starting in the Northern Cape, hopefully early next year, about your rights and your responsibility, and it's all around compliance, monitoring, and enforcement. And so in this way we can promote the Water Tribunal, tell people this is your right, you also have the responsibility. The ACTA case, as the Honourable Member said, the third incident within a year and a half. There's been a task team has been formed, and actually they're busy completing the work to look at the rehabilitation of the incident. 1.3 million liters of jet fuel spilled into Block and Dam. The department is very happy with the progress made on the rehabilitation, and as part of cooperative governance, that's why the department is assisting ACTA with other government departments around the rehabilitation. On the prosecuting side, Madam Chair, the Department of Environmental Affairs has laid criminal charges against ACTA in terms of the National Water Act, and the two departments are working very closely together in order to ensure successful prosecution. And if I need to come back next year, hopefully the process would have been completed. But with such an investigation, it's very, you need to make sure of your facts, and we rather take it slow and make sure we go to a reasonable case. So it doesn't end up at the Water Tribunal. The mine issuing a license, I talked about the mines that we have been monitoring there, clamping down on them. And Madam Chair, we are scared of nobody. No big company can buy us. No big mining house, no politician. We are the, as I said, we're not there to politicize compliance, monitoring, enforcement. We are there to act and to ensure compliance. Thank you. I will give over my call. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A few questions that I will do in connecting and check the service segment that's already there. There was a question on the emerging pharmacy.
are experiencing some different problems with regard to education. So, in the sense of the letter, with the education board actually transformed to the and the intention here is to have all of the participants remain in the commercial forming the cooperative and association. It's taking time to work with our institutional oversight, really for the mandate to ensure that the education board can transform. And I think this is a forum when the association is formed in that area where the members of the education board is made in summer will be able to meet and put out their program. But the attempt has come forward with a regulation which hopefully will be published to provide financial assistance to people who are farmers. This is intended to grant subsidies to Indonesian farmers for farming activities. I just want to make mention of this so that people can be advised to apply for those subsidies, the issues that they are experiencing with regards to finance for their education. Measures there towards connecting individual connections to access. When a person connects to a river, as long as they're using red water for their own domestic purposes, it's not legal. But when they start selling it, grab the water from the river to the park, all the way through the that they are not allowed to use the airport to have access to it. If you start doing the same thing, you're like, you're not putting on the soil, they do not exhaust, and they do not use the water system. And the case of the metal street, I had a meeting with our director of protection in a way on the street. Environmental affairs is taking the lead in terms of ensuring the constitution of the campaign. What links the investigation system also providing a statement, conditions that we thought from our side has not been applied. But at the same time, we have our own meetings with the campaign to try and think what are the areas that we can help them to get the unlawful that part of the competition, competition alone is not being but I believe that it's a certain thing. How can we protect the environment and the community? But it's also our responsibility to ensure that we assist them in terms of compliance. If the number of cases the view is really increased. This is the number of the cases that they have been through. But I see the constantly receiving cases now because the rate of discrimination is increasing. When we go into compulsory licensing, obviously there may be adversities that we face against the issue of applying for licensing. And as we go about promoting the water, the water tribunal, when compulsory licensing proceedings, there will be a number of things that we expect to do. Even with the verification, if we say to a person, according to us, you are having so many treatments, and they say, no, I am not, then we advise them to go to the tribunal. As we are embarking on those processes, I think that it will increase because there will be a lot of decisions, unlike now, where we are just depending on people applying the decisions. But when we go on a full blown stage of compulsory assessment, this is the main purpose that we have to do, because that's not just by the number of people that we are using. also the range decision made to take place in this project when you are testing way more people.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now, as you see here, the sink of the compartment is one of those questions. The trust basis for the good guys wanted to take the department to High Court, but we had a meeting with them and we reached the agreement that we're going to publish a regulation that all farmers in the sink of the compartment, including the president, have been. And we also had a meeting with the chief magistrate of the area to be agreed on fine if we're going to find any translators at it. And what is so excellent, we're working very closely with the local authorities, with the Israel, the own people, to be offered with the monitoring and issue of fine.
Thank you.
The
Chair, the
that's one issue. That's the activity plus I should bring the attention of the people. And I know that there is not a very important against people. It's not this. And we cannot settle the right of the but you find that the 100 issues that are directly to the ground. And in terms of the head, the actions are not suspended. And we are expecting that if that second point rush to be satisfied, then that's the method to get it. But what is the thing that this report would approach the department whether the man is here that look request for the and the department is agreed. And yes, so far it's about people who are there's nothing that we can do. But how about it? Whenever the veteran is served before the festival, the same person of veterans will say, another person will now, I think to myself, if the director is that person of the right to the and it is now 6 months, and the same person continue asking for proposals in the department that way. Surely this certain thing that will happen. I can assure you that there are a number of things. Surely that certain decision will happen. There's a case now that's running for a year. We can't hear that head. We'll start to agree on this. Now I say, how does this Baba survive? So this directly is the time. If there are that issues for the sake of the issue. That is why some men have been on the and this is why, and point number two, there's a case last week, and the director was writing this at where officials on the 11th hour we agreed with the appeal that yes, that the message is when did they agree? When you are there on paper. I applied from wherever, somebody applied from the end. To go to Pretoria to get a better, we are sold out for the better to go to. Now look at the cost. Look at the cost. We don't go to the we slept in the hotel, then the better gets postponed because we can't even do it, and there's nothing that we can do. So that, I'm glad that I'm sharing. Because it's not from the city, I think that's the one is here, and it's you, I love the hotel.
Thank you. Quick follow-up, Manana and Alex. Quick follow-up, and then just end. Thank you very much, Mr. President. One of those I'm not getting the answer from department to say the government issue, the end of the remote. We were told yes, yes, very clearly, that we're about to arrest people. Now, all of a sudden, the department just decided to just go there and report.
Without arresting anyone. Mine is around the two within the municipality. I do understand the fascination of the can we just be told, you know, about the nature of it, you know, what is going to, you know, the change of it, yeah. Maybe I can, one can learn, yeah. Around the whole question of enforcement, where public health is really under threat, you know, generally, it's going to be public health is a threat, and nothing seems to be happening. And you do get the feeling that these people get panic because of where they are located and their peculiar circumstances. But you know, certain things happen in some areas which will necessarily not be tolerated in certain areas. Because those people are who they are, they then have to argue about it.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, when the Director of Legal Services presented, she sketched a framework which the National Water Act has developed, and which needs to be implemented to make sure that the citizens enjoy their rights in terms of Section 24, Section 27 of the Constitution. So that's why I asked the question that on farm. And I know the committee, when they even oversight business in the areas where I am a constituency, spoke about it themselves, but that's what they found. And in a situation where on farms, there are citizens called farm workers that are not enjoying their rights, especially the rights given to their birth constitution, especially in terms of Section 27, Subsection 1. That guarantees them sufficient water. We've got sufficient food animals, but I'm particularly concentrating on sufficient water. I wanted to know, here, because I'm going to ask the question, since they also mentioned the act that they are looking at, National Water Act, I wanted to know whether there are anything in this act that prohibits them from making sure that since they operate, since they arrive, making sure that indeed the citizens, anyway, the citizens of anywhere, actually enjoy these rights. I focus particularly on the particular situation that we find at the farm, and whether we need, possibly need an amendment to the act that enables them, if they can't at the moment, assist them, enables them to extend whether or not people are enjoying their life in terms of the future. I wanted them to speak to them.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Let me answer the lady's question about the auditors. I bought the episode a week after the day when the auditors owned the time. So, it's no longer with us anymore.
Thank you.
So,
nine politicians from Bumala. Because that was the indication you gave us.
Yeah.
In his presentation, Chairperson, he indicated to us that the person who is having an end in Bumalanga is a highly respected politician of Bumala.
Okay, Madam Chair, the person I was referring to is a highly respected politician in that area specifically. And upon our investigation, we heard from his wife that the person had died. On the second question of the nature of the two municipalities in the Free State, the discussion that came from 2001 till today, which is sewage or raw sewage that runs into the river. So, and there has been, a task team has been formed to assist the municipalities which is headed up by the HOD of TPLC. And even the Department of Water Affairs seconding engineers to the municipalities to assist. But that is the support program which is separate from ensuring compliance. On the issue around sewage spills of municipalities, there is a cooperative governance act that we also have to adhere to, and the Public Administrative Justice Act. And the department is with assistance of GPSA are seconding engineers to municipalities to assist them where these spills occur. And but if any citizen feels their rights has been touched or we don't look after, the person can go to the South African Police Force and lay criminal charges against those municipalities. My colleague will answer the last question.
Let's say this is general problem in terms of access to water and the subsidence to the The files that I see on your faces are
so can you make sure that the private sector policies are also good? And you can't put out the wide spectrum of the blue water. It's not just the health of testing and so forth. Honourable members, with that smile that I see around the table, and if you agree that we should change the program a bit and make those accommodations, exactly tell us which direction we should go today.
I agree to that. I just wanted to say that Matopa has formed an alliance today.
For the six, all four of the local people sitting together. Absolutely wonderful. Honestly, I'm just going to thank you very much for signing the card, and I thank you very much for the money that you have forwarded to buy a bouquet for the minister. I'm sure we will sort all of that out. So thank you very much for your assistance. Thank you very much to us. Thank you very much to advocates and everyone else. Thank you.
I'm seeing meeting in the department and another one tomorrow. I don't think I've got any more.
Okay. Okay, thank you.